Welcome to Career Tools. This week, what your work from home habits say about you, part one. The questions this cast answers are, what should I be aware of when working from home? How do I project professionalism when working from home? And why is authenticity the opposite of professionalism?
We are really looking forward to our upcoming trip to Chicago, December 15th and 16th. We've not yet been to Chicago this year with our Effective Manager and Effective Communicator conferences, and that's unheard of. Due to, you know what? This is our first trip of 2020, and it's sure to be a good one. Register at manager-tools.com/training.
Kate, you and I are recording this in August 2020, and most of us have been working at home for 5 months now. And we probably thought at the time, at the beginning, it was going to be 5 weeks or maybe 6 weeks at the most. And then we'd all be back in the office or back to however we work normally. And that just hasn't happened. And now a lot of people are saying it's going to be 2021 before we go back to the office. Or for some people, you're never going to go back to the office. And so we need to start thinking more long term about what we're doing when we're working from home. You know, in the first part of it, in the first sort of crisis phase, anything you got done was a bonus. You know, there was like 2 weeks where it was like, I don't know what we're doing. We're just cancelling things. We're just stopping things from happening. We're just rearranging things. It's chaos. Mm-hmm. And then there was a sort of a point where we started to, it wasn't chaos, but it wasn't what was normal either. And everybody talked about getting to new normal. And there was a sort of recovery from the crisis. But now we're going to have to go to business as usual. Like, this is going to be business as usual for maybe the next year, maybe 2 years. And who knows? And lots of the predictions I've seen say that COVID is always going to be with us. And the likelihood of us having another bout of this, you know, another virus that comes up and forces us to do this kind of activity again is pretty high. And so we need to be thinking about how we work from home long term, or how we work differently long term. And for a long while, we gave ourselves grace and we gave other people grace. We said, you know, it's not your fault and you're working from home, which is true. And it's still true. A lot of people are working from home in less than ideal situations. And if it's going to go on for a long time, then it's time that we start thinking about doing it in a way that gives us maximum productivity and takes us back to the level of work that we were able to do in the office. Mm-hmm. And so we need to not only be professional, but also to be seen to be professional.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about how to do that. And our topics today are going to be turn your video on, log into your IM, be at your desk, update shared resources and reporting, make Zoom or any other technology work, and stop complaining. So that's going to be our content for today. First being turn your video on. If you don't turn your video on for video calls, other people think that you don't get dressed. Like, you didn't get dressed today and you've not tidied your space and you're multitasking, or maybe you're not even in the room. Remind yourself that when you do something, the other person's interpretation of it isn't always positive. It's, you know, there's not always that assumption of positive intent. So if you go and you're in the office and everything and everything's fine, but you don't have your video on, people may assume these things. Oh, you know, they didn't brush their hair or whatever. Remember that you couldn't get away with that in the office. And Right. You're really kind of, we're at a point where we're about to run out of runway for getting away with those behaviors at home. So we're really kind of at that extent there. But at the beginning, right, a lot of people didn't have the right technology on their devices. So maybe you couldn't be on video, or maybe your internet wasn't up to snuff. So there were reasons. You maybe couldn't buy a freestanding video camera for a bit there, because there were a lot of things you couldn't buy. And people were working in spaces in their home that they really didn't want to share. Right? If you suddenly have to go to work from home, maybe you're in your child's playroom, which I have seen many of recently, or, you know, you're even like me, you just had to turn your desk around. And at the beginning, there was so much going on. It really felt like it wasn't the time to cope with those things. And if it was temporary, you know, you could go back to the old setup. If you were in that position, then being on video was weird for you. However, you've had time now to fix those problems. You know, we've been in this shift for at least 4 months. So we've had time. We're not saying you have to decorate or have a room dedicated as a home office. We understand that space could be limited. We're not saying you have to purchase technology for yourself, although those things might be the right things to do in your circumstances. I mean, we're on a spending freeze, and so I've bought a few things that would make my life, my new life, easier. Mm-hmm. It's so funny because I read this last night, and I've been putting off, you know, I like my desk. It's just really short. Like, it's just not very tall. And so, and with our chairs, which are comfy because we spend hours and hours in them, my desk isn't that comfortable for me. I'd love to raise it like 6 inches. And I've been putting that off for probably like 2 years because it's not necessary. But I'm going to go this weekend and buy risers for my desk because I've been sitting at it for weeks thinking, gosh, it could be taller. Yeah.
And at this point, you know, initially you used to travel all the time. So you spent maybe a day a week in your office. And then, you know, at the end of the day, every day you think, gosh, I really wish this table was more comfortable, but it's only a day a week and you don't do it. And for a while there, we were like, okay, we're going to go to virtual. We're going to do video training and we'll probably do it for a couple of months and then everything will go back to normal and I'll be traveling again. But you're not. You know, at this point, our clients are not booking in-person training until after December. And for you, like a lot of people, there's a point at which you have to say, for the price of, I don't know, $10 for some risers for your desk to be comfortable and to be more productive, why wouldn't you do that, right? And yes, all you've got to do is go to Walmart or Target. It's not hard. You know, you can buy most things on Amazon. It's a right click.
That's a really good point, actually. I shouldn't even go to Home Depot.
They make it easy for you on Amazon, which is good and bad. But if there's something that you need, then it's a 2-minute job to find that thing and buy it.
Also, you know, it's so funny that we're doing this, really, because this is a very timely cast for my current situation. Of course, it is for many of us also. However, another point about, you know, setting up your space so that it's functional is getting dressed in the morning, professional clothes, you know, brush your hair.
There's no cost to that. There's no difficulty about that, right? There's nothing like it's an extra 2 minutes in the morning to put something on that you would have worn to the office so that, you know, you don't look like a slob when you're seen on video.
Before COVID, most of my video calls were internal. So it wasn't an issue if I was, you know, not wearing earrings or, not in any makeup. However, when we have external calls, I wouldn't go to a client without at least putting on some form of jewelry and looking, you know, professional. Mm-hmm. So now at my desk, I wear real work clothes, like my real stuff that I would present in, and earrings. I have on I took my earrings off to record, but it's something that, you know, it's like an extra step in the morning, which I would do in an office or when I'm traveling. Also getting your space tidied up, like tidy up, you know, keep things visually acceptable. You can be present at a meeting on video. And what I mean by that, we mean show up, be prepared, take notes. And that's like the absolute minimum level of effort. So let's consider those things. It's time. It's time to adjust your space. It's time to think about getting up every day and putting on a button down, if that's what you wear, or, you know, a collared shirt, something like that, whatever it is that you would wear to the office. And we're not suggesting it has to be fancy. And it's time to make the switch, I think. I think that's
it. Does have to be clean and pressed, or, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not creased, at least. Unless you're wearing linen, in which case it's supposed to be creased, but, you know.
Right.
But what happens when we make these kind of suggestions is people say, well, that's not authentically me. Or, you know, I'm a shorts and t-shirt kind of guy, and that's how everybody dresses in my workplace, and that's how I'm comfortable. And when I'm comfortable, I'm more productive. But here's some scenarios to help you think about whether or not that really is the best argument for what you're wearing. So What happens when somebody walks into a wedding in flip-flops and shorts and a t-shirt and says, this is how I'm comfortable, right? Or someone comes to your house, someone comes to repair something in your house and it's an unmarked van, an unmarked truck, and they're just wearing baggy jeans and a black t-shirt with no logo, no nothing on them. Or someone walks into an on-site meeting with your team after lunch in workout gear and still sweating and says, so yeah, sorry, I'm late. I'm really into my fitness, had to get my reps in.
You sound so British when you say that.
Or you're interviewing someone on Zoom to come onto your team and their video shows them in line at Starbucks, or they're in the car at Starbucks and they're like, yeah, yeah, just hold on. Oh yeah, I'll have a latte. And they say, you know, can't live without my caffeine. All of those are people, I want to say indulging, which people won't like, but those people doing what they want to do. They're doing what makes them feel most comfortable. They're doing what's authentically them. But are any of those things professional or correct for the situation they're in? Do you go to a wedding in flip-flops and shorts if it's not a destination wedding on a beach? You know, if it was in a cathedral, is that appropriate? You know, lots of us want to get our reps in or get our caffeine fix. There's an awful lot of us that live on caffeine. And those, you know, we identify ourselves by those things. Oh, I'm a coffee addict, or oh, I'm a workout kind of guy, or I'm a shorts and flip-flops kind of guy. But that doesn't mean that you should bring them to work or inflict them on others, or that those things are professional in that circumstance, or those things are the right things to do in the circumstances you're in. You know, the repairman coming to your door. I had my roof repaired recently. There was a tornado nearby and some of my roof tiles came off. And I had various people come to the house to give me a quote. And the first guy that came was on time. He was here when he said he was going to be. He had a card. He sent me an email afterwards with a quote. He was wearing kind of utility trousers, but they were clean and pressed, and big boots like repairmen do, and a logoed t-shirt, and you know, a neat truck with the logo of the company on it. And I felt like, I know he's from that company. I feel safe as a woman alone. I feel safe because he clearly comes from that company. He's got all the stuff, you know. I feel like he's emailed me from an address that matches with the company name. It's really different from someone just turning up on your door wearing, you know, jeans and t-shirt, who says, oh, I see you're missing some roof tiles, I can help you out with that.
Yeah. Okay?
And you think, yeah, thanks, no.
Please leave.
Yeah. It's about other people's expectations, not your comfort, basically.
Right. And there's a question of, would you inflict that on someone else just so that you could be comfortable? Your individual behavior, I think, has to be respectful, especially to the team that you're working with. Respect is mutual. If someone isn't respecting the organization by being able to show up to work on video, then the organization, as represented by the managers, is quite within its rights to say, hey, we don't need you here. By the way, if you don't feel your organization respects you, then quit. If you demand respect, then you can't withhold it. So if you're asking for their respect, we want to actually also extend that. And, you know, it is nice to work from home. And now some people are thinking, oh, Kate, really? Because I've been here and I'm sick of it.
Yeah. And I've got 5 children. They're all about to go back to school.
Right. Yeah. There are some aspects working from home makes a bit easier. And since that's true, let's remember, when you go to the office, you get dressed, you brush your hair, you know, you try to look presentable. The workplace is a social, collaborative, collegial place full of other people. And people are often driven by their natures, which predate language. And in caveman days, working together was, and still is, driven by mutual respect. It's interesting now, but there was no, I'm just being authentic. There was, we're working together or we're not. You're either making it easier for the people around you to work with you, or you're not. And if you're not, you could get kicked out of the cave.
And starved to death.
Yeah.
And it occurs to me, we're not asking for Victorian levels of etiquette. We're asking you to be dressed in a reasonable manner. Like, we're not telling you to, you know, cover the legs of all the pianos because we might think about ankles. We're saying wear pants, actual pants, not yoga pants. If you're asked on to be on a Zoom call or any other video technology, it's disrespectful to the other people on the call and to the organization as a whole not to be on video, especially if other people are on video. If other people in your team or in that meeting made the effort to be dressed in and in a space where they could be on video and you are not, it's just disrespectful. You should put in as much effort as they do. And people won't assume it's for good reasons. They will assume that you didn't get dressed or you haven't tidied up or you're not even in the room. You're just wandering around your house listening.
Or you're in a car.
Yeah. And you are not going to be given the benefit of the doubt for very much longer. You're going to be told to respect the norms and the mores of the organization. And if not, you're going to be fired. That we're going to start hearing about that soon. People being fired because they won't be on video.
Yeah.
Or when the layoffs come around, the people that aren't on video, the people that aren't showing willing are going to be the people who are on the list for layoffs. Mm-hmm. And that won't be because of your work necessarily. It'll be whether or not you want to play the game. You'll be authentic and fired, but fired nonetheless. And you are working from home, sure, but you are working from home. So the working bit is going to start anytime now to overcome the home bit. And I know everybody's going back to school soon, and that for parents who have children at home, who are going to have to be teacher as well as mother, father, guardian, and employee or manager, it's going to be hard. And I want everybody to give everybody else some grace. You know, if there's a baby in a bassinet in the room because a mother needs to be fairly close to where the baby is and the baby starts crying, let's give that person some grace. Let's give each other some grace and continue to do that. But also let's think about how we could be professional and put in the effort to be part of the team that we always have done.
Manager Tools is committed to our clients and stands ready to serve your organization with either on-site or virtual training. Yes, we are willing to travel to you. We're offering our standard array of effective manager, effective communicator, or effective hiring manager for both on-site or virtual delivery. And we have a new virtual effective remote manager training this year. When we work with your organization, pricing per attendee is discounted, and most trainings come with unique licensing, affording client organizations benefits and values specifically for your team members. For more details about schedules, pricing, and protocols, contact Maggie at maggie@managertools.com. Next is log into your Instant Messenger client. So if it's normal in your organization to be logged into an IM client, that could be Slack or Teams or something else, then you need to be logged in and available during reasonable working hours or have a status that indicates you're away, that you update regularly. When you're not logged into IM, people don't assume you're doing deep work or concentrating hard or at a meeting. They assume you're somewhere else and not working, maybe sleeping. If you're never logged in, it's worse, right? People don't assume it's because you have a special kind of job, that being on IM is a particular burden for you. It's because you're not a team player. Because if you think you're so special that the rules don't apply to you, that is a version of not being a team player. Also, logging into your IM doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be interrupted. Just do not disturb yourself.
Yeah, to turn the notifications off or put a status that says, you know, I have a status that says, we have a status now, right? Because we're recording and so we can't be interrupted or we don't want to be interrupted unless the place is on fire. I sometimes put on when I'm writing because it's hard to be interrupted when you're writing a podcast or something else. And I put a status on that says I'm writing, or it says on my calendar, I'm writing for a couple of hours, and then people won't disturb me unless the house is on fire.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you have to be there and answering every ping within seconds. It does mean that you need to be available most of the time. And if you're not, have a good reason that other people understand.
Another thing to do is just turn off all the notifications on your computer, and then you can learn to manage your work in a different way. We have Slack on all day long, but I'll be in a two-hour session with a client this afternoon, and I'll just ignore it for 2 hours.
And everybody sends a note that says, I'm going dark because I'm with this client or I'm doing a video delivery or Kate and I are recording or whatever.
Yeah, you have to communicate and then you have to behave in a way that allows you to get your work done.
And you can't, what you can't do is fix this. There's a solution here, which I'm going to suggest is the wrong solution, yeah. Which is log on to your IM, change the status to I'm working, I'm writing, I'm doing deep work, and then just leaving it that way for the next 8 hours until you end the day. That's cheating. It's as bad as not being logged on at all, because the point of IM is to be available for other people, to help them, to see what's going on in the organization and to be able to be part of it and be part of solutions when you need to be. You can have 2 or 3 hours of deep work or logged off time every day, depending on what you do or how your team works. You could have that time every couple of days, depending, again, on what you do and what your team does. What you can't do is never be part of the conversation.
Right. Who are the most important people you work with after your customers, right? If you ask yourself that question, it's your team, of course. And being on IM is a way to be available for them. The hardest part of not being co-located with your team is missing the in-between bits of time and the random snippets of conversation that ensue at the water cooler or the coffee pot or in the hallway or outside, you know, as you're coming in or out. And IM serves to replace that a bit, not very well. And it's kind of all there is for now. If you wouldn't walk past a colleague in the office without smiling and saying hi, then you wouldn't log off IM permanently, because those are a very similar kind of situation in our minds. So we do suggest that you log in. And of course, as an adult and a professional, learn to manage, you know, your Slack, your IM situation in a way that works for you and that communicates to others what's happening so that they know you are available. Because their perception of it will not necessarily be positive should they not be able to get a hold of you. And that's honestly, it's really maybe the only way that some of them can get a hold of you during the day. So are you just going to go dark? Like that's, mm-hmm. you cannot cut off a mode of communication that your company is using and then expect people to feel confident and comfortable about their ability to reach you and communicate with you.
And a lot of the time what happens on IM is kind of just attaboys. It's like, you know, somebody says this happened and everybody else says, oh, well done, or sends some claps or some, you know, the little, I don't know what it is. It's a cone emojis. With like, yeah.
Party horn.
Ah, there you go. You can see I'm really good with emojis. So it's not essential. It's not like, you know, everybody's more productive if they send somebody else an attaboy, but it is part of being part of a team and supporting the people in your team and making everybody feel like you appreciate the work that they did. There was a situation a couple of days ago where something happened. There was a bunch of work done to solve a customer problem and nobody said anything. And afterwards, I was kind of like, well, huh, does nobody appreciate the work that I just did to solve that problem? And it made no difference to whether or not I was going to do that work, but it makes a difference to how I feel about it when somebody says, hey, good job. And if you've been told you're not a team player, one of the things you can do is say good job more often to your peers. That will make them feel like you're more of a team player.
Yeah.
So far we've got be on video and be on IM. So that's two things you can implement right now. And then we'll give you a couple more things in next week's episode. Bye everyone.